You're with Sounds Good on WKMS. It's our midday music and community conversation program. I'm your host, Tracy Ross, here with Ted Ballou, a lecturer in the Department of History here at Murray State University. We're going to talk all about the Roots 4 concert, which is just around the corner. It's October 29th. That's 1 week from today, Ted.
That is. I'm hoping my blood pressure will stabilize after that. And yeah, it's been a really hectic time, but we have 1 week to push hard. And let me say, first of all, thank you very much for having me up here. I appreciate you working me in, Kate, and you have always been very supportive, and I really appreciate the support of WKMS, and glad things are going well with the fundraiser, and people need to support WKMS and come out and support the Roots concert and all the music that's on this campus and the various venues. Murray State and WKMS have a lot to offer.
Well, we really appreciate that, and we're really glad to have you back. Briefly, let's just tell our listeners who might not be aware the genesis of the Roots concert series. This is in its fourth year now.
Right. The show began actually by the chair of the department, Dr. Terry Streeter, talking to me about maybe getting some musicians to play on campus and actually inviting the public in and make it kind of a more typical event than we were just kind of doing it off the cuff. There's a number of musicians on campus like Jason McKendry and Kaylee Stone, and we would just get together once in a while and just sort of play off the cuff with and invite the students in and whoever wanted to show up and kind of like wander in informally. And so we got to having actually nice little crowds, and Terry said, well, you know, why don't we do this as part of public outreach, invite the public in, and maybe make this more formal and actually put out flyers and advertise. And he gave me a budget, which in these times of rather pressed economic times, he gave me a little budget there to help out. And so it worked out real well. And so we did it a second year and had an even bigger crowd, and did it a third year and got a little bit more money. And then we had a little bit of a budget crisis on campus, and so we got pushed back a bit. But we still managed to get really good talent. We have a different venue this year. And so even though I'm kind of the main ramrod that puts together the event, and my wife helps me quite a bit, and I don't want to leave her out, it's really Dr. Terry Streeter's idea, and he had the original conception of the plan, so we should give him credit.
Well, let's talk about the big move this year, which is a change in venue. You've always been in Rather, and this year you're going to be in Lovett Auditorium. How did that come about, and do you see this as being an improvement?
Yes, I really do. I don't want to negate the Rather experience. We really liked Rather initially because it was not used that much, and it had its own kind of earthy vibe, and the acoustics in there were good, and it's also the oldest building on campus, and so I thought that kind of tied in with the whole idea of the Roots and everything. It presented some challenges as far as filming, lighting, seating, other issues, and I'm happy and privileged to say that Jeremy McKeel is helping us in radio and television, and we tried that before last year, and it was just difficult to get the equipment in, and once we got the equipment in, it was hard to deal with some of the lighting issues. Whereas in Lovett, they're used to doing it there. It's a place where we have lots of seating, and even if we have a really big crowd for us, there'll still be plenty of seats. But overall, it's just a better venue. Jim Carter was nice enough to allow us to make that happen, and we're going to have the stage set up, it looks like at this point, like the Lovett Live presentations, where there will be the couches and so forth on stage. So if the people get here rather quickly, the audience, the doors open at 7, then they'll have a chance to get a really good seat on stage, but there's plenty of good seats in the auditorium as well. In the previous years, we've had people that have come in from the community, and they've been unable to get a chair, or they've been unable to get a chair up front, or some issue like that, whereas here, I don't think that we're going to have that problem. Plus, the parking is less limited, and it's just better all the way around, I think.
Let's talk about the bands this year. You've got Terrapin Pond, the Giant City Slickers, and the Banksters. And I guess we'll start with the Banksters first. How'd you go about deciding on them?
Well, I had heard about them, but I never had actually heard them. And they were playing up in Draffenville at the Kentucky Opry. And I'm really good friends with Jason and Justin McKendry. And Justin is the head of the local purchase area Friends of Bluegrass. Mm-hmm. And March of this past year, I just said, well, shoot, I'll go up there and listen to them. And so I went up and was kind of knocked out by them and talked to the kind of the progenitor of the family, and that is Phil Bankister, and talked to him about our Roots concert, and he was very amenable to the event and liked the idea. And it's helpful that we have these on weeknights. People sometimes say, why do you have this on Tuesday night instead of, say, Friday night or Saturday? The reason is, and this is a good example, that the Bankisters are booked solid almost until the past the spring of 2014. So that we have it on a Tuesday night, people can get here and they can play and they can either go to the next job or they can go back home. The Bankisters actually live in around Carbondale, Illinois, so you know they're actually fairly local. So once I talked to Phil and kind of locked it in, then we just kind of went about trying to find other acts. And you know that can be sometimes easy to do and sometimes maybe challenging, but it worked out actually quite well this year, and I'm looking forward to it.
And we do want to mention, Ted, that students at Murray State get recital credit for attending the Roots 4 show. That's a pretty good deal.
That is a good deal. And it's a great deal for the people of the community because the show is free. We don't charge for this. And it's a great deal for the students at Murray State and the music department because Dr. Pam Wergler was kind enough to give permission to grant recital credit, and I didn't even know such a thing existed as that, and I had several music students come up and ask me about it, and I said, well, I don't even know what that is, and so I emailed Pam Wergler, and she said, oh, yeah, that's a great idea, that's an excellent event, they should go and support that, and so, yeah, please, if you're a music student, a music major, music minor, if you can gain recital credit, we need every person that we can get there. And plus, it's just a great illuminating show. The people will be performing, and they're professionals at what they do. And they pause periodically and kind of explain, talk about, like in bluegrass, maybe talk about Bill Monroe or Earl Scruggs or the importance of Kentucky or family harmony. And the Bankisters, they pull from Gaelic traditions and French-Canadian traditions and contemporary country traditions, and they'll talk about that. Other bands, like the Slickers, will talk about Bob Wills and Spade Cooley and the importance of Western swing. And these are all great American musical art forms. And that's one reason why we call this Roots, because it's those early art forms in the various music genres that buttress and support all manner of diverse and musical forms. And if you took some of those out, like I couldn't imagine, if you just took out just the element of blues and music, then you eliminate rock and roll and gospel, blues, jazz, a lot of folk, bluegrass, I mean, because that's all there. And if you just yank out those pillars. And so that's what this festival is about. It's peculiar because people say, well, why is the Department of History putting on a music concert? Typically, like the Department of Music doesn't put on a history consortium, and although they could, and sometimes they do have historical talks about the various composers. Jack Dressler is very good about that. Well, we're doing this because it's a kind of a historical but a musical kind of oral, A-U-R-L tradition to talk about these acts and how they really contributed to the great diversity of musical experience in America, and I hope that people can come out and support this.
Tell us about the Giant City Slickers.
Ah, yes. Well, the Giant City Slickers came to me actually by suggestion from Phil Bankister, who's the father of the Bankister family, and because I had, for whatever reason, Carbondale and that area of Southern Illinois, there's a great richness of music. Of, you know, Robert Boland's over there, Will Maron's over there, the Bankisters over there, and they have several Celtic bands over there, like the Dorians are all, and it's just kind of interesting that you have those kind of groups right there in Southern Illinois. And so I asked him, I said, is there any group over there that kind of stands out that would be good to have this different and fresh, and he recommended highly the Giant City Slickers, and they had several videos on YouTube, and I watched, and you know how it kind of hits, you can in about 5 seconds or less you go like, yeah, that's the ones. And so I listened to them playing just almost perfect note for note renditions of Bob Wills tunes like Stay All Night and Karina, and just great virtuosity on the instruments and great dazzling instrumental overplay, good strong vocals, and they look good on stage too. They have kind of a they don't look like Bob Wills and the Texas Playboys, but they just kind of have a good 21st century acoustic musician look up there, kind of the retro look. And so I said, yeah. So I called their fiddle player, Mark Stoffler, who I'd heard of but never had heard. He also plays mandolin in the band, I think, Chris Jones's bluegrass band. And so he was very open to the idea, and so we locked them in. I add, by the way, that they're not just familiar with the traditions of Western swing. They also play elements of tunes that you can hear, like Django Reinhardt music and the quintet of the Hot Club of France. Mark is a great fiddle player that plays a lot like Kenny Baker, one of Bill Monroe's greatest fiddle players, but he also dashes in Stefan Grappelli and Joe Venuti. And so I just said, yeah, and they're close, and they're available, and that's why we got them. And I'll tell you, I had about three cords of firewood that I had just split that I needed to stack. So I cranked up their CD outside, and of course the neighbors probably got pretty annoyed. But after about three or four passes on the CD, I had most of the firewood stacked. I was just jumping around. You know, they do all kind of great stuff on there. Roly Poly, Carina Carina, those kind of great classic tunes. Bob Wills, Spade Cooley. And but they do a lot of original stuff too, so they're not just copiers. I mean, they take it to their own level. And, you know, they don't just carbon copy, like a lot of these people, these various genres. You know, you have guys in bluegrass that still dress like 46, in fact, even call themselves 1946. And I'm not nothing against Dave Peterson. I love that. But they kind of maintain these parameters of where there's these rules. Whereas you have these kind of bands, and they go, well, that's great. We love those traditions, and we respect what they do. But then they not just copy it, but then they interpret it, and they make it more malleable and make it something personal. And that's what every art form needs. You know, you need those traditions, but then you need to move it forward. And that's why the Roots Show kind of celebrates those traditions. But we had issues sometimes that people would plug in an electric bass and people would get mad, like, oh, that's not Rudy. Well, of course it's Rudy. Or like, oh, you can't have drums. Well, you know, the drums, they're like probably the original root music of all instrument of all time.
Absolutely.
You know? And so, you know, one time we had an Indian flute and they go, well, why do you have that? Well, I go, well, in North America, that's probably the original root instrument, probably in the whole Western Hemisphere, you know. So that's what we're hoping to do here. And we do have a few surprises. Maybe one surprise?
Well, I would love that, yes.
Okay. Certainly in bluegrass, one thing that's really critical to its history is the background of the Scotch and the Irish, particularly the fiddle music. And there's a real good piper down in the Paris, Tennessee area. And I know they're having that Highland Games Fest this forthcoming weekend, and we maybe go see that as well, this Saturday at the Playhouse at the Park. But anyway, I know they're a piper, sort of. We've corresponded on email, and I thought, well, gosh, you know, if we had some good small pipes to kick off the Roots concert and maybe come out and play some kind of lively hornpipe or something like the Gael, like they did in the movie Last of the Mohicans or something there, because those traditions that came from like Scotland came to this country, and you don't have to listen too much to Bill Monroe's fiddle music to start hearing those drone influences. And so he's not going to bring the big bagpipes. That might be a little deafening. We might have, you know, those are war instruments. We don't want to have that there. But the small pipes, and that, and we may have some other surprises too. I'm not quite sure. I plan these out, but there's still a lot of opportunity to kind of wing it a bit. So,
well, let's talk about the last band on the lineup. It's Terrapin Pond. This is a band that's probably very familiar to a lot of WKMS listeners.
Terrapin Pond actually is intimately from this area. They're from Marshall County, largely. And they, again, you have several people in that band, that like the Justin and Jason McKendry, that can go toe-to-toe on straightforward hardcore bluegrass with anybody on mandolin and guitar, banjo. But in this context, this is a plugged-in band, and they interpret a little bit of country rock, a little bit of maybe rock from the mid to late 60s. They do a lot of original material, but they splash in a banjo and mandolin, and we've told them to be sure to keep that volume kind of low, you know. And but yeah, the Terrapin Pond, they're real innovative, and so we're hoping that the crowd likes them as well as these other folks. They're different.
I'm Tracy Ross talking to Ted Blue about the Roots 4 concert, which is coming up next Tuesday, October the 29th, at 7:30 p.m. at Lovett Auditorium. And Ted, did you say doors open at 7?
The doors open at 7, and we hope to have the stage prepared with sofas and chairs. And if people want to sit up on the stage with the musicians and get a real bird's eye view of everything or a real close-up view of everything, they're welcome to. But it's kind of first come, first serve with those chairs. And but there's plenty of seating in the auditorium, and there shouldn't be any problem with getting a good seat. We'll be filming for KET. We hope to land that one, and taping for WKMS. And I throw in a little plug here for Justin Patton, handles that. Jason McKendry is our sound man, and we don't talk enough about that. Sound, you know, that's everything with the show, and he does a great job. And Scott Thiele will help with some of the mix. So there's a lot that goes on behind the scenes. My wife keeps everybody fed and keeps me sane, relatively speaking. So put in a plug here for Nurse Ballou.
And I'll put in a plug for us. You're going to be back on WKMS Saturday during the second hour of Front Porch with Mark Welch to also talk about the Roots concert, and you're going to play a little.
Yeah, I'm going to bring in some friends if I can. I've got a friend of mine, John McKee. We'll see how that works out. Great flute player. We want to play some flute and some acoustic guitar, and maybe get Jason McKendry on banjo, and maybe have some other things as well. I don't want to intrude too much on Mark's show. So we'll kind of leave that at his discretion. But we really want folks to come out to the Roots show this forthcoming Tuesday week, the 29th at 7:30, Lovett Auditorium. And please bring friends and family. Good show. Admission is free. There's absolutely no charge. And please come. The doors open at 7 o'clock.
Ted, thanks so much for being on Sounds Good.
Thank you for having me.